like phaser at it.
Well, you can declare. You can declare like dodge or fire with a line or
dodge and fire.
Well, the dodge is not an action, but you have to declare still.
Okay.
You have to take a fire.
Seven. I don't do that first.
No, you don't have to actually. You don't actually have to do your dodge and immediately take.
Okay, so it's different than Star Trek. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. Dodge and fire one.
Okay. So.
Put her all the way up. I'm gonna vaporize me up.
It's on top of you, so you still need to serve on for a hit.
Oh, yeah.
It's currently trying to knock out your face over the top.
So what do I do with that? I just fire my,
So you have a minus one because you're wounded, and you have a minus one because you're doing two actions.
Okay, and then
So it's your coordination plus dexterity, one more dice, and then add your phage skill.
What are your two actions here?
Dodge and fire. Licking me right now. I hate being licked. So it looks like I got an 8.
Okay. And you have it on that?
Yeah.
8?
5 and a 3, yeah.
No. Do you have a 3 phaser skill?
Come on.
You don't get to add the die, the wild die.
Oh.
All the time.
I didn't add it. I added 3 of my phaser skill.
Okay.
Okay.
My specialization with phaser is 2.
Okay. So that's 8, and then you got a minus 2.
Oh, that's 2. I'm sorry. 6. Oh, right.
So
you missed it. I'm sorry. I was thinking of that.
Shot goes wrong. Okay.
Minus 2.
Now it's the lion's turn, because Ty is the aggressor guy.
Who do you tie with?
You. Oh! Look, so the lion, thinking that you're easy meat, just hit you one more time. Really good.
Hey, using meat.
All right.
It's gonna try to claw you twice. Oh, you're dodging, aren't you?
Yeah.
So we're gonna roll your dodge skill.
Okay. Good. I thought he was gonna change his mind. So he's dodging.
No, he doesn't.
I want to even darken those more.
Oh, actually, he doesn't know that, but he doesn't care.
He's a liar.
Trey dodges all the time.
So what do I do with dodge?
It's coordination plus dexterity.
Okay, so 4.
Yeah. Add your dodge skill and subtract 1.
I have to roll that track again?
Track 2. Oh, because it's second action. Right. So
that should be 6, and then it becomes 4, I guess.
Yeah, they only got a dodge skill 1.
Yeah,
okay.
Well.
So he still needs a 6 to hit you, because that's his base. Extra action, so that's 2. 3, 5. Okay.
That's big dice.
So you, paws at you, and you put up your, arm and knock off his claw, so it doesn't actually scratch you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's nice.
Meanwhile, Venner is looking.
Kill it.
You struggle, rolling around on the ground on the jungle foliage.
And I can do whatever I want?
Yep.
Cool. What do I need to do to shoot a lion?
Because he's struggling with,
But I have stun, so I don't really have to be careful about shooting.
Sure, you can do a wide beam stun if you hit him both.
Stunning a lion probably won't be as effective. But killing me would be just as effective as normal.
Well, so you can use on wide beam. Pretty much as long as you don't fumble, you can hit him.
I won't do wide beam.
Okay.
What's his target with the shooting him? I need to roll.
Shooting the lion is 7.
Oh. And I get dexterity plus coordination number of dice.
Uh-huh. And then add your phaser skill.
Impress me, security boy.
And how many shots can I take?
2 of the max.
I take 2.
Okay. So you have a minus 1 one shot.
I have multitask. Does that help?
Yeah. Okay. You can do both. Okay, so the first shot.
So I need to roll a 5. And I roll a 6. Plus 2.
And you had it on max stun?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do 6 plus 46.
Should I do my other shot too?
No.
Okay.
One round action.
So 6 plus 46.
Vaporize.
So 12, 16 plus 6, 22.
Okay.
16 plus.
This is a simulation, right?
Yeah, it's just a simulation.
No, you're dead.
That's what I'm wondering. You can normally shoot you rolling on the ground. So line, Mac, what
sure you would. Stun.
Well, it's stun.
Oh, it was Mac. I thought it was Mac.
Max kill.
No, it's Mac stun.
I'm the only one who's sane in this whole thing.
Well, I didn't think I was going to miss the damn. I am.
You could shoot us.
You think so? With it right near?
Well, I would be. If you were rolling around on the ground with a burglar, you had a pistol in your hand, well, I'd be nervous if I was in the room and you were.
I didn't think I was rolling on the ground yet.
Okay. The lion falls unconscious.
I didn't think I was rolling on the ground yet.
I used my second shot to stun it.
Okay. Alright. Definitely out. Okay, so at that point, simulation ends.
What's a lion meat taste like? What's simulated lion taste like?
Chicken. Simulated chicken. So the holodeck program ends. Commander Hand Securian comes in.
Commander what?
Hand Securian. He's a professor.
He cut the bear.
Bear but stern.
That's
stern
enigmatic.
I don't know what to make of him.
So he says, you guys have to be, you know, getting ready to go down. So you guys are assigned to the, you know, shuttle two.
Well, you aren't going to grade out our performance, sir?
It's just a holiday.
But the point
was... I'm going to fire someone there.
The point was to... I thought the point was to get feedback on our performance so we would be safer when it was real life, sir.
Well, if I'd only been paying attention, I could have gave you feedback.
Please run through this simulation, and then we won't mention it. Then go ahead and do the dangerous thing.
Seems funny.
Your watch,
huh? He's enigmatic.
He says,
better than some, worse than others. All I'll say.
Leaving the phasers on stun is probably the best on a close combat in case you don't hit your friend and vaporize him.
Oh, thank you for that advice. You're not the way you need
Huh?
Enigmatic.
I feel as if I barely know him and yet. Okay.
Alright.
So you get to the shuttle. And you're supposed to follow this other shuttle out.
Okay.
I'm sure it explodes more.
Have you guys heard from the other students how this is going to turn out?
Eventually, pretty much all the squads are going to be put at the same time.
Well, if it's anything like any show about training, during the really important training in the Marietta, it actually turns real.
So
that's what I expect.
Catherine knows. You know Crystal's on the other shuttle. And, you know, and you've already gotten...
Just like a Private Benjamin. Oh, so behind Shirley.
You mean the cartoon where their sergeant was a pig?
But I already know they just landed
the cartoon.
Laverne and Shirley cartoon.
Yeah, you know the idea.
But how about the Happy Days cartoon?
Trying to figure out like where she's going to be heading or something.
Okay.
When the hell did they do that? I'll explain it later.
Okay. So you go to the shuttle, there's a...
At what point did you join the army?
There's like a TA in your shuttle.
For a week or 2 weeks. Maybe
these guys all like her, though, so they're not going to help me camp movie camper.
What?
These are what?
Which one's Donald's real character?
Well, they know her.
Crystal.
Donald's real character's name's Crystal?
Uh-huh.
Crystal and Catherine, right?
Uh-huh.
Both with K's.
Catherine's very nice. My arch nemesis.
I just don't like Crystal for some reason.
I also have a rival.
That's true.
Should be Catherine.
Something else. There's something else. Personnel.
Considering, well, she was... Catherine was diabolical, man. I mean, she cut the entire class against us.
She just kicked her ass.
So now with you on my side, we can really suck.
That's true. Well, we're not going to go against her when we're on the planet.
Why not?
We have to survive. What? That's hard. At first, I thought he said to count an avatar.
Me too.
Cool.
Avatar?
All right. So the shuttle is a standard personal, you know, six-man shuttle. One of you is going to pilot, the other one's going to, like, co-pilot.
Who pilots shuttles?
vehicle operations shuttle.
Hold on just a sec.
Nope, don't got it.
See, at least we have one of those.
Yeah,
he's gonna suck. Wait a minute. Vehicle ops, ground.
That's a lot like it.
You can use vehicle ops. Is it bad?
I can do it, I say.
Cool.
Where's the steering wheel?
Let's modify to become the Delta Flyer.
I thought I got shuttle, but oh well.
Okay, so it's gonna take the ops station.
Huh?
Either the commander or captain.
I'll get it.
Come
on. I'm there.
She's going to stay up front.
Your word is my command, you big dude.
I'll make sure the weapon systems go off without a hitch.
There are no weapon systems. Shut up.
How about defensive systems?
There are defensive systems.
I check those.
The weapons are all. Come on, there's something warm.
It's raining out there.
You can open the door and shoot out the face.
Bang, bang, bang.
Okay. Well, I can barely command this thing, that's all that matters.
For your survival gear, you get a phaser, 1 day's of rations, a tricorder. And your little combat.
1 day's rations, a tricorder, and what?
Combat.
Okay.
Are we allowed to use the communicator between each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this will be, you know, this, you know, we're simulating, you know, you're being stranded but with some equipment.
Well,
so you can go ahead and use it.
But with that, maybe
that simulation would involve me having a bigger gun and flak armor, right?
I still want to check we're not at war with anybody.
I think Murray wants to come in because it's raining.
Okay. Yeah, I was waiting.
Oh, can he come in by himself?
Yeah, sure. My dad, come on. Ray, come.
Ray, come.
Is he going to run up there?
Yeah, he does. Really? He's getting better.
Hey, he's pretty smart.
Come on, my dad's here.
Okay.
Come on. Right here. No, Murray.
So go ahead and make the vehicle operations.
Oh.
You bet.
So we got intellect.
Intellect, A.
Plus perception.
Because
you're trying to drive it out of the shuttle bit.
Intellect plus perception. And what I need to roll?
Five.
Is there like a hero point in this game?
So you have 3 courage points.
And I'm also strong will and bold.
So you should have 3 courage points. I don't know what's for me.
Well, is that because I'm bold?
Oh, that's right. You have an extra one when you're doing bold things.
Ah.
So,
that.
And you can add them to, you can add 1, 2, or 3 points to your final roll.
And do you lose them?
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm going to use one for this.
Well, you can roll first and then save you.
Oh, all right. So, I need another dice. Did one of your dice fall?
Oh, fine. I'll use my dice.
Yours are different.
I only need to roll a 5.
I don't like things that are different.
I have camouflage.
6. But I roll a 1 on my special
hoity-toity
dice.
It's
well, 6, 7.
Okay.
If you roll 1 on everything, that's it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh.
Dramatically
unlikely.
Yeah. So you smoothly pull out of the shuttle bay, fall in the other shuttle. You know, you let it get kind of ahead. You know, a few thousand kilometers.
6 to the 5th. 6 to the 5th.
So.
Oh, man.
Today.
I don't have that many dice.
Plus, Fisherman's Wharf, and GM had this ad, and you got a chance to win a car. And the way to determine if you won the car or not, they had you roll 7 six-sided dice, and if you roll basically, you know, the same number on each one, you won the car.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were all, also GM, except for one was like a letter, and all the letters spelled out win a car. So there was like 6 to the 7th power, a chance of winning a car. 3 million to 1.
Well, but it's, yeah. Well, it's, but you could roll any number, right? So it's 6 over 6 to the 7th power, as opposed to merely 1 over 6 to the 7th power.
Yeah.
Yep. Really?
Just
mm-hmm.
Well,
it's not anyone. Really, no, it's not anyone. It's one die. It's one, you know, basically a 1 or a 6, or however you want to look at it.
Right. Oh, okay, you couldn't roll the same You know, you couldn't roll all fives or all fours or all threes. Oh, okay.
So it's just to roll the win a car thing?
Yeah. One and six, basically, on each side. Did you so basically, five sides said GM, and the one side had a letter.
I see. Okay.
And all those letters said win a car.
Win a car, win a car.
Okay, so you're going out, you know, the nice blackness of space with the little stars twinkling. Well, they're not twinkling because you're not in atmosphere.
Never driven shuttlecraft.
Really, they don't twinkle when you're in space?
Didn't know that.
Because of the atmosphere.
You know that?
Sure.
Twinkling is an atmospheric aberration.
So I heard.
Pretty smart.
For a skirt. Okay.
Wait, wasn't Catherine, like, dominating Eric's character or something?
Yeah.
Rose?
Yeah. She's kind of manipulative. I mean.
Are you?
So any minute now, she's going to bust out with the manipulation.
Well, she can be.
Alright, well, I drive, and I try to...
Okay, you drive, so you're, you know, heading towards the planet. Dave?
Following the
other
shuttle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a discrete distance. Eventually, you'll split up a bit. Make a shipboard system sensor.
Get shipboard system. Twice.
Me too. What are your two?
Then just make a shipboard system.
Weapon systems and tactical.
Intellect.
I have defensive systems and
intellect,
tactical.
Intellect. Plus perception is number of dice. As a shipboard systems.
God, I should get sensors.
So you can do everything.
No, because I have a perception of five dice.
Okay, so a seven.
Seven. Okay.
I see all.
So you see a large ship coming around the, you know, around the planet.
And it is.
You're not too sure exactly what it is. It's still, you know, the computer's still undefined it. So, you know, wait a second, please.
I'll bring up the tactical stuff that I know how to do. Find out what the hell it is.
Okay. Identifies there is a cardiazing cruiser just as it starts firing on the other shuttle.
On the what shuttle?
First shuttle. You're following the other shuttle in.
Great.
Are we in the holodeck?
No, you got out of the holodeck, went to the shuttle bay, then the shuttle bay.
No. Remember that one episode where Sherlock, where Moriarty convinced them they left the shuttle bay and they never really left. I mean the holodeck bay and they never left.
Sure. There's a precedent for that.
Alright.
9 times out of 10, the people who do that end up dead.
Okay. Do I see this?
Have
you...
The planet quick.
No,
you're get out of here!
You can't... You don't actually see it visually.
Well, do I see the other shuttle blow up from taking incoming fire?
You...
Since I'm following it?
Well, you're not following it that close.
What all... What all can we do?
But, yeah, you see...
Head for the
you
planet,
see it,
quick.
You see a couple, like, plasma bolts go past and a couple of them hit it.
And the thing blows up?
It's got a shield up.
We get close enough that both our shields can work together to protect both of us.
Where was the big...
Right.
Oh, are you
right.
Getting orders?
Yes. I want to know, is it possible? Do I know if it's possible?
No.
Double the shield?
Two shuttle?
Yeah.
Never been tried before.
Well,
I've been done. All right. Wait, I have defensive systems. I have
right.
Ship systems, defensive systems, which I assume would be shields.
Yeah, those are the
shields. That shit nonsense?
Never been tried before, you say.
What, man? I haven't do something and stuff.
Well, how,
never
how, far, how far is it back to our ship? How far is it to the planet?
It's a couple minutes to the planet, probably 10 minutes back to the ship.
Shit.
Well, the ship's heading towards you.
Head for the planet.
Well, now the ship.
That's never been tried. Dive to the planet?
Dive to the planet next to them. I'm trying to do it. Try it.
Alright.
You might be able to.
I'll make them hooves on calm.
Pretty much, Dave.
I'll communicate
with
the ship.
What's the TA say?
The TA is with us. Oh my god.
That's right. see any panic.
I'm real good at that.
That answers the one question I had to wonder if it was just this part of the survival.
Well, maybe that's an actor. I try to get close to the other shuttle.
I don't think it would act if he's peeing his pants.
I try to get close to the other shuttle and say, communicate with them and tell them to go down at all possible speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I mean, the other shuttle is already heading for the planet. So go ahead and shuttlecraft piloting.
Right.
You're good, aren't you?
Yeah. Coordination.
You're like the Tom Paris, aren't
dexterity?
Yeah, now it's coordination.
Why can we go on here? Tom Paris was already graduated, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Last year.
A couple years ago.
Well, last year, wasn't it last year? We had the
fuck out. Oh.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah,
was
2 years.
Sophomore dance.
So you add your next highest dice. Is that right?
If you roll a 6 on the wild die, yeah.
I got a 13.
Baby, you're in there!
So I shout, I got your 6.
You move up, you know, you get
you're 1 through 12, but you should have.
Relatively close. I mean, you know, within a couple kilometers of your shuttle.
Oh, really? God damn it.
That's really close, man.
Just as the other shuttle takes heavy damage and starts spinning out of control.
True.
Filling smoke.
We have headquarters on here?
No.
Damn it, why do we have anything on our shuttle? Shuttles have headquarters. Shuttles have weapons, too. Shuttles have warp capabilities.
Those are
though.
Just the utilities.
Yeah.
Like the captain shuttle has, little warp and half astral warp and nice room, big bed.
I try to dive through.
Okay, so.
Well, I guess that's true.
You're diving down. The other shuttle's kind of spinning out of control.
God damn it!
Doesn't look too good.
Can you with the ship, if I get the chance this round, you just...
Okay, make a shipboard systems communication.
Alright, so shipboard systems. 3 plus 1.
So it's intellect.
It's like 4.
Okay.
Intellect, you're dumb like wood, aren't you?
I got 3.
Alright, so...
More than know what's above average.
You know, you contact them, they're going, you know, they're pretty kind of keys. Like, mayday, I'm going down.
Is there anything we need to do to pick them
up? Transport them off the damn shuttle.
You don't have transporters.
The ship.
The
ship does. The ship's back there.
And now I'm telling the ship to emergency transport them out of the shuttle.
Okay. Oh, so you're talking to the other ship then?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Okay. Oh, I didn't realize who you're talking to.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna try to dart behind their soon-to-be wreckage and make it down to the planet. Okay. Maybe that will block off some shots, I think.
You know, if you go into warp, just as they shoot you, it looks like and then release plasma.
That only works on TV shows.
Oh, come on, it's all possible.
In 3D. Let's see. You're driving. You're talking to the ship.
Yeah. King is fan.
King is fan. Captain is sitting there calmly.
Well,
I can't do anything about it.
I can't possibly die. Chris will need you. Need the membership.
I'm
supposed to pay off for disadvantage.
Cripple's going down in flames.
Yeah, there was... Nope, there's horror as you realize that maybe she paid down her disadvantage.
Holy crap!
Maybe.
Just maybe.
I'm going to break into your booze, okay?
Alright, cool. That's
what
I brought.
Okay.
I couldn't get a small little bottle for me. I went to beverages and more where they realized it's the Costco of alcohol. I'm really surprised there are old women there giving out samples.
Hey, there's there's a really good kind of rum. Comes in a leather sack. Check that out.
Next weekend, though.
In a leather sack.
Yeah, it comes in what looks like a dice bag. there's only one that comes in a dice bag, and it's, I didn't realize rum was actually a tasty beverage until I tried that rum.
Very good.
This is good. This is, speaking of which, you keep getting buzzed. This occurred to me, I got kind of a load going. Now you're drinking it straight. Psycho. Oh, yeah, I mean, alcohol. Coke. You got an orange juice?
Yeah. Oh, no, I do have orange juice.
As you head down towards the planet, the Cardassian ship shoots at you.
Want more?
Yeah. Sure, let's turn the phone into...
drink that. Otherwise, I can't measure by sailboat.
That's tough, man.
Three boat evenings.
Alright. Do we know that's Crystal and that's the gang in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Crystal, Saren, which apparently is your arch enemy now. Or you're his arch enemy.
I don't have any arch enemy.
Right, you don't have. But he's got an arch enemy.
Oh, he
that's
does.
You.
Wait, I have an arch
enemy. Eric does.
Eric has an arch enemy.
Yeah. He says you've been doing such a good job.
Eric Fulton. Yeah.
Oh, Eric Fulton has an arch enemy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does I have to hate him?
No, he has to hate you.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have to hate you.
Wait, that sucks, because Dave, like, picked up a disadvantage for doing nothing.
No, he doesn't hate you. At least not yet.
He just thinks you're his rival.
Yeah.
You always try to make sense.
Rivals are reciprocal, so if Dave's going to be his rival,
usually
he can get an extra point to blow.
We'll see.
Rival just means the other guy is an aggressor. He's making me the aggressor.
Because you have been acting that way.
I've been acting that way?
Towards Eric.
How's
everyone
acting that way,
Dory? In my opinion, you haven't.
I'm gonna clap.
You haven't been doing it enough to warrant his minus one disadvantage. Which is, you know, not a very big disadvantage.
God damn it, I'm adding something here. I'm adding points to something.
Hey, if he starts reciprocating, sure. But he's been pretty nice. He's walking. What? He hasn't been doing anything to you. You're the one making fun of him.
Oh, Eric.
Making fun of him? What do you mean by fun?
All I said, and this cannot count as my character saying it, is that he chose to be a command on his own instead of using the random role. Like I did.
So what your character said was he used his daddy's privilege to get into command. Just like Al Gore.
Just like Spock.
No shit.
Yeah, welcome.
Spock wasn't in command, he was a science officer.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gotten that Starfleet one for sure.
Never got in.
Freaking half.
Yeah.
I mean, Vulcan Joe, he has to be dumb. He's half human.
Alright. So.
I hear his dad. He liked it emotional. You know what I mean?
Don't do me emotionally like my daddy did.
I told that at an executive offsite in Spain, did I tell you? Bad move.
Well, one of our fine examples of American.
Sure, shout out to God, pretty bad.
There's no way to pick him up, right?
On the ground.
Yeah. So I try to dodge in front of him so their wreckage blocks me.
This is where Kevin's.
Hey, make a your shuttle skill.
Well, I already made that.
Do it again. Now you're dodging.
Jeez.
Add your dodge skill too.
No, add your shuttle skill.
Jeez.
Cool operate.
13.
Wow.
I don't have a one skill, but I broke double sixes.
Okay, so only two of the shots hit you, so it's all three.
What? A 13? Two of the shots hit me?
Man. This is where Kevin's making it appear like we have self.
This hose blade.
Ship dodging is different than the normal dodging.
I'll bet.
Okay, so you get hit twice.
Now I'm going to be a shuttle pilot. Last time, when I shot someone well, they turned me in security.
I can do nothing but well, but what I want to do. How do with it? This version of this hat actually fits.
So you get hit twice and you immediately lose, like, all your systems. This is some random blinking light.
Our friend is dead.
Your friend, as in
the guys on the other ship.
Well, I know Crystal's my friend.
They're going down.
Apparently, I'm gonna get error.
Hey, just stop asking so mean.
Acting Hellbeard. I was big domineering, and I got rid of that. And I never even once adventured with that hair. Not once.
Bastard.
All I did was try to make our skill...
doesn't matter. Bastard.
Doesn't matter since Kevin's a bastard. are they blown up yet?
No. So once they're going down pretty hard, and you guys are going down, the Cardassian ship goes off of your structure. You guys came out of. So, you know, if you can look back, you can see, you know, laser fire going back and forth.
I look to Dave.
The planet. Quickly as possible. By the way, TA guy.
I try to look at the TA and see bad acting.
Oh,
at this point, I really know make the TA is so dead.
That's right. After that, when you guys got hit,
yeah, he died. I knew he died.
Early with the coordination rules.
My ass, he's dead.
Coordination rules.
Yeah.
Coordination what?
Just base coordination.
Really? What? Not with dexterity or reaction.
Adding a reaction to the result instead of adding it to
that. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see your rolls low.
What was it? Coordination?
Yeah.
And then later you added what?
I'm gonna beat you, pal. I got a 13 again.
I'm about to add though. Add what? Reaction?
Yeah.
Right.
To the result.
Did you get a 5?
I got a 4.
Yes, a 5. I win.
Unfortunately, Kev's campaign's a lot of times, you know, whoever gets the lowest is screwed.
Sure enough, but the TA got a 3.
Oh, we did. Of course he died. Yeah.
Alright.
Do I realize I wasn't even close to dying?
Close. You didn't even flinch when that panel looped. You know it was aimed at Dave.
I quickly looked at it, adjusted.
Yeah, that's not important.
Dang it, I'm in the middle.
So, but the panel explodes. You know, the debris is flying around.
Flying around?
Yeah, and the TA gets cut up pretty bad.
Oh, okay, so he's just going to be wounded to the point he can't help us.
Foreman! Does anybody have medicine?
There's a pig on the other side.
He's dead?
Not yet.
Does he have medicine? Does anybody have medicine?
Yes,
I do.
There you go.
Him up.
Whatever your name is.
She somehow has the same skill that I do.
Babs.
She apparently wants to be a ship counselor, too.
She's got 2 more courage points because she's human. But she doesn't have the song.
Can you read my mind, Bimbo? Guess what I'm thinking? Huh?
Got a 6.
Yeah, robot.
You stuff his hole.
Okay.
And bandage them up somehow.
That'll work.
It's kind of cool.
He's still conscious. Now he's screaming.
They use a Macintosh to automatically do the speak the weather on the channel too.
Oh, it's that moose.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's now it's a different. But yeah, it's pretty much talking moose.
He's my short.
So the TA is
shut up, ass monkey. My roommate was a Big Mac guy, but
Catherine's telling him to shut up.
Ooh. Stop your whining. You're talking to the TA.
Yeah.
I believe what we learned in the medical class was you're going to be okay. Don't say all right. That could be interpreted badly in other languages.
Yeah. And they know he's lying. Lying bitch.
Or we say okay. Apparently, okay is like across all languages.
What does okay stand for?
Well, O-K-A-Y.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody understands that.
Well, okay means good in some language?
No, and well, our language it does. And apparently,
people
okay is short for something.
No. Well, watching the TV.
Well, it's spelled out.
Okay, they realize okay means okay.
But yeah, apparently it's, our culture has hit the rest of the world, and okay is, you know, I'm sure in all languages.
Alright, well, I try to pilot us down, even though I've never studied this.
I've even heard Wendy rattle along to her parents in Chinese. Yeah, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, make another piloting shuttle. See how badly you crash land.
Jesus, this is how bad we crash land, is it? What is this, coordination plus dexterity?
Oh, Dave, another 13.
Yes.
13! Yeah. 7.
Okay.
Pretty damn good.
Do I know what I need?
Sounds pretty good. So you take the shuttle down, you know, extreme smoke and whatever.
Buckle in, I'd say.
There's no buckles. If there was buckles, then Sulu wouldn't fall across the mess, and most of the back, he was falling out of the chair.
So you crash. Yeah, nobody gets killed.
not even the guy with the big hole in his chest. Or back. Which one has the hole?
The
big hole. The TA, which one has the big hole? Front or the back? The back. Okay.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
You're gonna be, you take like in class, you're gonna be okay and turn over and say, oh shit. You're gonna be
okay. Oh, alright. Well, I need a burial detail.
Plastic bag. He's gonna be stinking in a couple hours.
Put him out of his misery.
Did his ass for a pair of wings.
Alright, so you crash land. You know, total tumbles, whatever. Comes to a stop.
But, do they use CGI to do the crash land, or do they use models?
Models.
Oh, okay. So all the dust and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to call the ship and get them to beam off the TA boy.
Strangely.
Well, get them to beam off all of us.
Okay. Make a...
Well, him first, at least.
Yeah, him first, but then the rest of us.
The communicator on the shuttle is out, so you can use your comm. Personal comm. The personal equipment communicator. Or comm badge or something.
Personal equipment tricorder, that's what I got.
So you can make it in
I got personal equipment.
Specializing in what?
Oh, yeah, communication. Personal equipment communication.
Okay, you can roll that.
Excellent.
Okay.
Of course.
It doesn't work.
Get away from the shuttle. It may blow up, I say.
Six. Alright. You don't get anything back from the ship. Okay.
I'm going to... the TA's down, right?
Yeah.
So we ought to get the hell out of here. I grabbed the TA's gun, sticking in my waistband.
He was supposed to see it. He was supposed to... You're supposed to pause it and he takes the shell back up.
He doesn't have his gun.
Oh, what?
Moving him won't aggravate his wounds.
I mean, the shuttle blow up will aggravate his wounds.
Would the shuttle look like it's going to blow up? The indication? Shipboard systems tactical tell me anything? Destruction.
Go ahead. Go ahead and roll it.
Well, shipboard something. Can I just do shipboard?
Yeah, shipboard system.
Okay. Is,
intellect again?
Yeah.
Oh, six. Oh, am I? No, I'm not minus. I'm not. You're tiger still. I can okay. Tiger effect. I mean, the safety systems were on, weren't they?
You can still take damage. Usually the safety systems are on at a level, at a level where you can't die. You can still take damage. Hmm. You can. Some people are, afraid of pain, so they don't do whatever that high.
Okay.
I'm kind of kiddie level.
Disneyland.
Shuttle computer doesn't really tell you anything. It's just saying, a lot of things are red. It doesn't say anything like, warp core breach or rust a lot.
Well, the chances, I don't know. There's no obvious reason to believe it's going to blow up. I don't think we should move it unless, because A, it's shelter, and B, he's injured.
Is there any danger from moving him?
Well, that's why I try to get, I don't know.
I asked the person with medicine.
Yeah.
Probably. You just drag him out.
Can you tie him to a...
Is there litter on the shuttle?
No.
All right. So
we'll make one.
We can make one.
Put it in leaves.
No, not that. Low tech. a couple of sturdy tree limbs / tree trunks and some kind of material and we're done.
Where'd the other shuttle go down?
No.
Potting was 7 to get down.
Mm-hmm.
They were about a day, in distress.
A day? Oh. What did they roll?
To land? I don't know. I don't think he rolled that high.
I don't remember.
Oh, like a 5.
I thought it was more than a day away, though.
Well, from your shuttle.
Well...
Still
is there any danger of blowing up, period? Like, it's not like we're dealing with petrochemicals here.
No, only if the warp core is breached, the explosion will be so large it won't really matter. Okay. If the impulse drive blows up, it would be a pretty big explosion.
Well, can we check that out?
Sure.
Well, none of the systems didn't say anything. You can actually check it out yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out myself.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I'll work on my
deliver. Wait, what skill is that?
Wait,
I have engineering material vehicular.
You can roll that
too. It seems appropriate.
Hi, Murray.
Vehicular engineering material.
Make an intellect plus perception.
You go to your mom, you sit down there. Go
to mom. Okay. Engineering plus perception.
Intellect plus perception. And then add your engineering.
You're a good boy. You're gonna live on the coast.
8.
Okay. So you check the drive. The warp drive is not leaking. There's a big crack in the impulse drive engine now.
You just gotta warp out of the.
Which means that there's danger of it blowing up.
It's. Let's try this. Probably
reactive. Great. Well, luckily, we all survived with Nuke Away.
I'll head back up. I'll shut the little doors between us and it.
Okay.
And I'll say, impulse drive breach. We need to get out of here. We're all being radiated, probably.
Oh, okay. That's not good. All right. Anybody dying of cancer? We call this chemo right now.
Go back to me. Hey, just be going.
All right.
Not yet.
Let's move them out as safe.
Move them out.
All right.
So, you're me and Big Boy there, and you watch us?
Sure. I'll supervise.
Okay. So, with some difficulty... Drag out.
Is there anything valuable in here that we should throw out?
Probably valuable stuff. Let's get out any survival. Anything we use.
Yeah, survival equipment, safety blankets.
More than let's say we were supposed to have.
There's some like.
My person did a flak vest on that freaking shuttle.
There's some extra emergency rations or some, like
federal stuff. Okay, we'll take those, throw those out on the ground. There's an emergency beacon?
Yeah.
Let me take that. Throw that out on the ground.
Okay.
Is there paper or anything here?
No, not really.
How about is there phaser rifles on the show?
Can you turn phasers on incredibly low power and write with them?
What?
And you can...
You can put them on fairly high power and not really
on paper. Any additional phasers on the ship?
No.
Really?
Alright. Well.
So we got everything that we could strip out of it?
Intellect
search.
Number of dice and add your perception.
Search.
Have you all searched me there?
Six.
Holy crap!
Did it again?
No, I rolled a 2, a 1, and a 1. I get a 4.
Did yourself legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you're pretty sure you've done it.
Can you give me a coke, Dad?
Let's use the blankets. The blankets and the Let's get some popcorn first.
Okay.
Okay.
I got some supplies and stuff. A little pile.
I get your six.
I say we use the blankets and a couple of I did just do an obvious chunk of mine and make a litter.
Okay.
Well, I think the weaker of us should snuggle.
After that, stuff, what do we do?
That'd be me and the unconscious guy, right?
Right.
Is it cold?
I don't know. He looks sad.
Alright, make your litter.
I don't got time to do that. Army training.
Army training that's easy to snow?
I'm having a litter of a blanket. Not particularly complicated, but just roll it three times over and wait on the person.
Madness.
But just stumbled and used my alright. Well, this is great. We have no reason to go anywhere.
So,
other than
well, we should get a little ways off in case the Cardassians come down.
Well,
okay, didn't we see them going away?
There was one after you, too.
Just Cardassians. I'm sure we beat the crap out of them. It's Excelsior crap. I think I'd beat Cardassians.
Excelsior's really old.
It's true, it is.
Yeah, this time period, it's already been around like 80 years.
Yeah, that was 70 years. Sure.
Well, between the end of the series and the start of the generation.
Really?
But, you know, the movies. Like 10.
Well, if you look at how old they look, sure.